everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 17th of March. So today, the Moon's north node goes retrograde, the Moon enters its first quarter moon phase, the Sun makes a conjunction to Neptune, Mercury makes a parallel to the Moon's north node, and Mercury also makes a quintile to Pluto. So the Moon's north node helps us with self-reflection. The first quarter moon is a great time to take actions towards our goals. It favours progress and moving forward and letting go of or overcoming obstacles that get in our way and setting intentions. The Sun's conjunction to Neptune allows us to be more intuitive and creative and tap into deeper levels of understanding and make creative breakthroughs. On the downside, it can make us more confused and open to illusions. We may overspend, overindulge in drug and alcohol and toxic relationships as well. We may just do anything and everything we can to escape, and this can be bad on our physical, emotional, spiritual health as well. So just watch out for that. Try and ask yourself, what is it that you want from yourself? And I know it can be hard to face our past and the things that, you know, cause us pain and suffering, especially past heartbreaks and things to emotions around rejection and abandonment. But this energy allows us to tap into and surrender to the flow of life and embrace the unknown, especially the unknown aspects of ourselves. Because a lot of the time when we are trapped in our trauma and our pain, we can just believe that, you know, the world is crap and bad, and all we will ever do is be disappointed and experience heartbreak. And this is true, people can understand. But what we can do as individuals is build self-love and acceptance and forgiveness within ourselves, so we create that inner surface that sort of like, I don't want to say protects us, but it's just a backdrop that we can always call back on whenever, you know, people let us down, or whenever life gets, you know, a bit too hard for us as well. So yeah, the Sun's conjunction to Neptune can make us feel overwhelmed, but it can just make us open and have a profound healing effect on our psychological, emotional and spiritual health if we're open to it as well. And we can just be more tuned to our emotions and the feelings of others, which is always good to reduce or repair or relationship conflict or deepen bonds. So Mercury makes a parallel to the Moon's north node, and Mercury makes a quintile to Pluto. So Mercury's quintile to Pluto is a solar energy. Mercury's parallel to the Moon's north node is the same as a conjunction. So these energies support us in exploring new ideas and perspectives, thinking about things in different ways than what we usually think. So this can be good to get out of our comfort zone and become less reactive, which is, you know, reacting to the world, and be more proactive, which is deciding and taking positive action of what we're going to allow and create in our lives as well. So Mercury's quintile to Pluto allows us to get to those hidden truths within ourselves, within, you know, our relationships, helps us transform our thinking patterns and make deep intellectual breakthroughs. So supporting that Sun's conjunction to Neptune, the highest use of that energy. But negatively, you know, Mercury's quintile to Pluto and Mercury's parallel to the Moon's north node can make us overly influenced by others, scattered in our thoughts, and just suffer from information overload. You know, sometimes we can just get advice and opinions and research. So you just need to watch out for intellectual burnout, and to just be honest, you know, if you're having a conversation and you just can't take in any more information, please can I just have a break, or can we talk about this another time, and allow others the same grace as well to have some time out, because this energy can make us obsessive and want everything now. We can become critical of ourselves and others, and although it's good that we can unearth, dig up buried traumas and deep-seated fears, it can also be challenging and confronting to be so vulnerable, just be so emotionally and psychologically triggered. So just try and be gentle with yourself. Yes, have meaningful conversations and seek out new information, but take time out to relax and process this information as well. Be open-minded and receptive to new ideas and experiences and new discussions in your relationships as well, but also give yourself and others that grace to have some time out. Mercury's quintile Pluto is beautiful energy to research and do investigative and problem-solving work as well, and to work on transforming especially your finances, because Pluto rules the 8th house, and it's all about the underworld and joint finances, as well as other things, and just digging deep into life, so it can just help us work out joint, you know, commitments or joint financial commitments, and, you know, solve the problems you may be having there and just improve them. Great to work on individual saving plans as well, and just changing the way you go about life and think about yourself and others. Mercury's power to the moon's north node allows us to stay grounded in our own values and beliefs and in lives, and we have to sort of like avoid getting swept up in the opinions of others, and just ask yourself what you think. Yeah, others can give us opinions, we can read books, but comes a stage in life when we have to process all these information and, you know, think about what we believe as individuals. So practice active listening, try and have meaningful conversations with others, but remain true to yourself, and try not to be too excessive in your thinking, and become critical of others as well. And it's just when we are digging up buried traumas and fears, we have to do so with self-compassion, you know, seeking out professional guidance and tools if need be, and focusing on processing and integrating the insights, the information that we uncover during our self-reflective work or therapy work and stuff. And we have to avoid becoming fixated on negative and destructive thoughts, and strive to use the transformative energy of today's transit and nor astrology transits, less learning from life lessons, to heal ourselves and to let go of the things that hold us back from reaching our highest potential. And as we delve within ourselves and just learn to have more compassion, we at times can have our foundations of our beliefs and experiences shaken, and like, oh my gosh, life is crazy, I'm so uncomfortable, I don't know what to do. But if we have patience with ourselves, allowing ourselves to get through these moments of discomfort, this is how true transformation happens, you know. So content creators can talk about how we can become more self-resilient, what self-resilience and inner strength is, giving tips and strategies on how we can improve them, talking about how we can explore the depths of our subconscious mind, as you know, our thoughts in our subconscious and our unresolved traumas drive our relationships, our behaviors, how we act in the world. So it's so important to, you know, learn to manage the thoughts we allow to live in our mind as well. Talking about how we can use music and poetry and visual art and design and all other forms of creativity to heal ourselves as well, giving tips on how we can become more emotionally intelligent, how we can improve our relationships with ourselves and others, and how we can just become more self-empowered and open to self-love and transformation. So yeah, that was the Daily Scopes for the 17th of March.